Step out. Welcome to Stray Cuz. Yay! Welcome. Hello, I'm your host Hannah.
And I'm Sierra.
And we have a special guest for this podcast episode.
Hi, I'm Carmen.
And this is actually our first podcast episode of our first podcast ever. So we're so happy and excited for anyone who gets to listen to this to be here at the beginning of Stray Cast.
Woo, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations are in order.
For our first segment, we're going to discuss what the podcast is all about.
All right.
Okay, so Hannah and I have been thinking about this for a really long time because we both love Stray Kids a lot and we can talk about them for hours and hours and hours, but we don't always get to. And we just kind of wanted to generate more discussion in the fandom and have a place where other people can listen because we know what it's like to not have anyone to talk to about it. So if you're someone that doesn't have anyone to talk to, you can come here, you can listen to us talk about it, you can interact with us about it. Honestly, it could be a really fun time, and hopefully we can get to the point where other stays can be involved and we can meet new people and have just create a little more of a community here, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's kind of what I want to get out of this.
Yeah, for me, this is just for fun. This is just a hobby. Yeah, just to talk about Stray Kids. And
above all, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And talk.
All right. Should we move on and start out with
really
some
nice
facts about ourselves? Okay. I'll start, I guess. My name is Hannah. I got into K-pop because of my sister, Carmen, who is a guest.
Hello.
My first K-pop group was EXO, actually. And Carmen put Overdose in my Spotify playlist and I kept listening to it.
Yes.
But actually Actong Musician got me into K-pop, so it's kind of interesting. But yeah, you wanna,
what else about you, how old are you,
like, I thought we were going around. Okay,
yeah, go tell your name, your age, like, what else. Hannah, your first is like, okay, I love K-pop,
or I love K-pop,
my other, all the other facts are irrelevant. Yeah.
Okay, I'm 21. I'm in my fourth year in university. And yeah, that's it.
What's your name?
I said Hannah.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. I was so glazed over.
Wait, I said this and this.
Oh. We kind of went opposite.
When you were saying I'm in my fourth year, I thought you were going to say I'm in my 40s.
Oh my god.
I am not in my 40s.
Honestly, yes. I feel like I'm in my 40s. Right?
Oh,
how about, okay.
Wait, how we met? Oh, I met Sierra in community college. But, like, we always knew each other.
Okay, yeah. Like, when we met was way before that.
You're just all connected.
Yeah, we're
like,
always
I saw
place.
You. I saw you, like, from far away in our childhood, and I'm like, who is that? We never became friends until college.
Yeah, until college, which is crazy.
All right, Sierra next.
Okay, so I'm Sierra. I'm 22. I got into K-pop not that much longer after Carmen and Hannah. And actually, I probably wouldn't have ever gotten into K-pop if it weren't for them. Because you guys told my best friend at the time about it. And then she was like, oh, do you want to like get into something new? Because we were both into anime at that time. And I was like, oh, I don't know. But I watched some videos, and I had already heard about BTS at that point because they were kind of starting to get really popular. This was like 2015, and my first alt group was GOT7. I really, really liked them. They were so funny.
The meme kings.
Yeah, and I like all of JYP's groups. So then when Stray Kids came out a little bit after they debuted, they became my ult instead. So now I ult Stray Kids, and I'm sorry, GOT7.
Oh,
no. I know. Okay. Sierra dragged me here, to be honest. I'm here against my will.
What the heck? Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, and Carmen's not a stay. Listening.
Oh, my God. Don't drag me.
Shame.
But I am learning. This is what this is all about.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of segments of me probably reacting to stuff, like, because I don't know really anything. Even though I've, like, seen them before in concert, I've seen some stuff. I love their music. Yeah. I've danced, like, I have done a dance cover for one of their songs once, but I haven't really delved deep, so I think for me this podcast is about me
learning more
about Stray Kids and getting infected with the virus of the Stay virus.
I'm sorry, but by the end of this you might actually become
my
a real
poor
fan.
No. Well, I guess I'll introduce myself right now. My name is Carmen. I'm 21. I'm actually the twin sister of Hannah.
Hello.
And I guess I'm the prime reason of everyone getting to K-pop. Yeah. I guess I'm so sorry.
You're the origin.
I am the origin story. So the way I got into K-pop was I was on Tumblr. It was during the Super Hulock phase. You know, I was really into Sherlock. And I remember I was kind of they weren't releasing episodes. I was bored. I didn't really have any interests. And then I clicked on an article and I saw all these K-pop songs and I was oh, okay. So I listened to them and I liked Orange Caramel's Catalina and I listened to it all over and over and over. And I was a big girl group stan. I loved, I started listening to Hello Venus and A-Pink, and then it's turned into EXO, and then it spiraled and spiraled and spiraled until I'm right here. So many concerts, many albums, many experiences later. It's just been a big part of my life, I guess. So
it's been that's 5 or 6 years. Isn't
that crazy? Yeah, I was there when EXO had almost all their members. That's crazy. Oh, it was heartbreaking.
We were in high school.
Yeah, I was
now
in high
we're
school.
In college.
Oh my god.
Man, people say it's a phase, but y'all,
we're still here.
If your parents tell you it's a phase, this is living proof it's not, I guess. Maybe one day, but unfortunately, I'm still here. So, yeah, I'm just I'm a baby stay, I guess. I don't really know anything.
Baby
I'm
baby.
So, I'm excited.
Oh, how you became a stay? Should we move on to that segment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so obviously, Hannah and I are big on Stray Kids, and how I became a stay, I don't know. It's hard to think about because the sounds are
just
so
there.
Cheesy. Yeah, I just feel
you just woke up and they're there. And then
that's
next thing you know, they're on your wall,
so
and you're just looking in their face. So when you sleep.
Oh my god! Yeah, you guys have always been here. But so I knew when they debuted because, like I said, I kept up with all JYP's groups, but I heard Elevator and I wasn't really that interested in it because I was kind of taking a break from K-pop. I wasn't listening to K-pop at all, so I kind of skipped over their debut. And then the spring after they debuted, I started getting back in, and so I was investigating Stray Kids and Pentagon. Actually, Pentagon was about to be my old group because I really like them as well.
Ooh.
But then Stray Kids they won. I really like them a lot, and really it's their music that got me. I really like their music, and I mean, I know a lot of stays know this, but their music is really meaningful and their story is really meaningful and they are just so funny.
Oh my god.
And that's definitely something that makes me stick around. I don't have a bias, and
it's really interesting.
I like everything they've done. I know that sounds dumb, but I really do. I don't know if I just have Stockholm syndrome or whatever, but I love everything they do. I think they're so amazing and talented. So as for a favorite era, I don't even know. Maybe I am not, just because that's when they started, I guess, just from debut. I don't know.
Nice.
What about you, Hannah?
So how I was introduced to Stray Kids was, I remember in the dorm we were talking about the new JYP boy group coming up, and Carmen said oh, they're gonna be called Stray Kids, and we're oh, that's kind of cool. And then I didn't check out Elevator until I don't know, maybe it was a month or two after it was released.
Yeah.
Then I watched, I was oh, sounds like a JYP boy group.
No,
really?
No.
You thought that?
Sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I was whatever. And then, I remember, being in your room, Sierra, and then you showed me the mirror video.
Yeah.
And I was whoa. Huh, they're kind of cool. All right. I never looked into them afterwards.
You're so easy to please.
I'm very loyal to my group, so I don't look at anyone else. And then IMU came out, I think, and then Sierra was like just sent it to me or something, and then you and then Carmen told me that you had all these like saved like Tumblr URLs.
Oop.
And then you're like, oh, do you want to like make a Tumblr? And I was like, yeah, why not?
I have some faults. I don't know.
I think I just talked about them so much to you guys because you were the only people I could talk to them about.
Yeah, and
like,
so true.
The only people who knew who Stray Kids were, so I talked to you about them so much probably. Because that was like the only thing I cared about at that point in my life.
Remember when My Piece came out and you were like, Hannah, watch this. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then that was it. And then kept playing it in the car over and over.
Oh my god, yes.
And I was like, you know what? I kind of like this.
God, I'm so sorry.
The song
kind
of slaps.
I love it, though. I love it. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just fell into it. I fell into the Stay fandom. I don't even, like, remember the day.
I know, because to me, Hannah, you've always been my Stay.
I know,
buddy.
That's why
like,
I'm
even
like,
when you weren't, I'm like, hey, Hannah likes
Hannah
that.
Is.
Why? Okay, so why I stuck around? Because I can't leave.
You can't.
There's so much content every single day.
Yeah.
And they release so much music.
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. I'm like, my little brain with all my other
literally
groups, I don't know if I can handle it. Yeah. My brain's gonna like explode.
There's so much content.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I remember I was starving with EXO. I was like, EXO Showtime season
just
2,
just a crumb,
please.
SM, please.
And then, like, die.
Yeah, no rights for EXOLs.
But yeah. My bias is Hyunjin, and my favorite era is IMU.
Ooh.
Yes, Hannah.
Well, I'm not a stay yet, but I guess I'll just say, like, I'm a Sungmin stan. I love him. He's so cute. Like, he caught my eye. I was just like, okay, like, I see him. And he does stuff, and I'm like, don't. Like, he smiles. I'm like, don't do that. And I appreciate it, but it hurts. And
I know you have, like, a type that I'm like,
yeah, I have a type for sure. And he fits that type. Anyone that just looks like a cute little baby with, like, cute hair and, like, oh, I could sing. And I don't know, but how I was introduced to Stray Kids was, I'm kind of like a toxic person. So I'd be on Twitter and like, if I see, like, this is the only time I've ever done it. I've never done it ever. But I heard that JYP was going to have a new boy group and I was like, oh. So I was like on Twitter and I had like some extra accounts. So when they announced their name, I like saved like pretty good URLs, like JYP Stray Kids on Twitter. And then I just make threads of like the members because I was kind of interested. Even though I fell off like a little bit later because it was a little too much, I was focusing on other groups. But
yeah,
I saved URLs and I kind of showed some information, and then I forgot about that account for months. Like, I forgot about it until Sierra like started mentioning Stray Kids, and I was like, oh. So I looked at that account and it had like 6,000 followers, and I did nothing. I was like, oh my god, this needs to be used. So I was like, y'all, if y'all want it, like, you can take it. Because I have no use for it.
Thank you.
You know, people still like those tweets, like the very beginning ones.
Aww.
Of the threads. They still come up in our activity.
That's cool. Like, I didn't even know who they were. I was just like, oh, just do some information because they like seem like they're going to be a really popular groups.
Yeah, you're just posting like blurry photos.
Yeah, I was like, this is Felix, but it wasn't even fact checked. I didn't even know if it was like, who are
you? Yeah, I heard of Felix pre-debut, but I thought he was like older than us for some reason.
Oh, me too. I totally like, thought so.
Then I found out he was like younger than us. I'm like, what the
how
heck?
How long were they in JYP for?
I don't know. Wait. Definitely a long time.
I know, but your info was so early that you have a thread for Alan.
Yeah,
because he was like going to be in Stray Kids.
He's in Gravity now. Stan Gravity. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He debuted.
Whoa. I feel like everyone's always interconnected. Like, trainees, if they don't make it into a group, they make it into another group.
I think especially crazy. With Stray Kids. So many
JYP,
members of Stray Kids know other people.
JYP, like, gives connections out to trainees, which is really nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what's the... I don't know what to say. Come on, Stays.
Should we transition into the comeback that's going to happen?
Oh my gosh. There's a comeback.
If you haven't heard this yet, I'm so excited for you to hear it. I'm so excited.
To the listeners out there, I know nothing. I am a non-stay react to these teasers and pics.
Both Hannah and I think that this song might be like one of our all-time favorite Stray Kids songs. Just like, from the teaser. Yeah.
So from me not clicking on it yet, is it like what kind of vibe is it giving off right now?
Okay, so
well, do you want to watch like the comeback trailer first or this song teaser?
I put the comeback trailer at the beginning, okay. So okay, watch that.
I see. Okay. So
it's really short, yeah. It'll just give you a peek of like what style and
And since viewers can't obviously see this, I'll just describe what's going on in my reaction and maybe we can put like the audio in the background for people to follow along.
Wait, so do you remember the District 9 video, Carmen?
Yes, I think. Yeah, I'm like there's so many music videos. I'm like
it's their debut.
Oh yeah.
District okay, and they had a little like do you remember the intro video to their I Am Not Era? Like to the album?
I think
so.
Are you sure? It was very dark, I remember.
Okay. Was it? There's a reference.
Yeah. Okay.
They're referencing District 9. So
okay. Just I might be able to pick that up. Alright. Okay. So here I'm starting. Stray Kids trailer. Oh my god. Is that Hyunjin?
Yeah.
Oh my god, his pink hair. Oh my god. Oh, is he in trouble? Okay, don't look at me like that. Oh my god, he's gonna get arrested. Oh, the glitter eye. Felix. Is that Felix?
Yeah.
Oh my god, the eye makeup. Oh my god. I'm kind of scared. The mullets are very scary. Oh, they're all looking now. Okay, Felix's eye glitter. Chunga could never. No, I'm kidding. Dang. Oh, I remember District 9. Because they were like getting in trouble. They're running or something. So they're gonna fight back. Hyunjin's looking at my soul and I'm really scared. Oh my god. Oh, tattoos. They're bad boys, huh? All right, it end. IN. Isn't that a member?
Yes.
Stray Kids. Whoa. This is like interesting. Oh, the first album repackage?
Yeah,
it's Stray a Kids album. Everywhere all around the world. You make Stray Kids stay. Oh, that's so cute. But yeah, I think the song is gonna be good. The reference. Yeah, that sounds really good. I like the beat. But I get the I remember like their District 9 thing was like them in trouble. I don't know, they're running from something. And now they're gonna be like
They're fighting. Yeah.
They're fighting the
storyline that I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
they're coming back to fight.
So the next thing I'm looking at is some teaser pictures. Photo. Just some teaser photos. See if these looks. Who's this? Bangchan? Oh my god. And Lino?
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Interesting hair on Bangchan. Very interesting. It has some like GD vibes. I love their makeup. Lino's makeup is so cute. Yeah, his red hair. Let's see what else.
Okay, also, Carmen, there's a theory. So you know how Chan has the black glove?
Yeah.
On his right hand. Uh-huh. And then some of the members have black gloves on their shoulders. On their right shoulders.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if you can see them in the teaser pictures, but you can see one on Hyunjin in the in the video. And I think you can see them on some of their teasers. So there's like a little theory there for that.
What's the theory?
Well, just that like it's his hand on their shoulder.
Oh.
Because he's a leader. You know, he's like in that black throne.
Oh, king. Kings only. Oh, I really like their outfits. This is really nice. It's expensive. I see the money. Jeremy's putting in.
Oh, I'm going to send a picture to the Discord of who Hyunjin looks like, okay?
Okay, okay. Oh my god, Felix's hair is so long.
That's not
Who is that? Oh, Hyunjin?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Don't cancel me, guys. Wait, where's Felix? Did I look at him
yet? Yeah, there he is.
They have the same color hair.
I know.
All right, you can't cancel me. Oh my god. They both have long hair.
You're right.
Yeah, they look kind of similar just because...
It's just the hair.
The hair and the eyes.
They both have blue contacts.
Whoa. Yeah, let me check what you sent.
Hold on.
You sent it yet. And what's the next thing I'm going to be reacting to?
It's the teaser for one of their songs. That's going to be on the package.
Man, I really like this concept. I really like the outfits.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure at first, but it's really coming together and I really like it.
Wow. I feel like they could be like the next, not gonna say the next fix, but like maybe they're kind of concepts very like classy, oh, I see, you know, yeah, I see like what you mean. Like very, I don't know, like VIX has a lot of like really cool unique concepts. Yeah. I think Stray Kids like is really good at that.
Yeah. That would be cool. Oh my god, if they do something like VIX, that'd be so
cool. I would love a Shangri-La like come back yes. from Stray Kids. Like with all the stuff they put out, they really know how to like give it their all, and they're like the best quality they can give to their fans. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's like crazy how they make like their own music. I still like that's, can't get over
that's
it.
That's honestly incredible. And from like a non-fans perspective, like that's a lot of work and a lot of dedication and a lot of like, I don't know, like
yeah,
a lot of groups don't do that, and that's really cool to see, I think.
Alright. So, in your opinion, who has the best look?
Oh my god, is that the guy from The Witcher?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Wow.
I don't
know. That does look like Hyunjin.
I just think Hyunjin got him beat, though. Hyunjin got him beat. Like, I don't know this man, but I know Hyunjin. Like, I know he's holding a sword, but I think Hyunjin, like, could beat him in a fight. He has some, like, Hyunjin got some fear, like... some fierceness about him, like
yeah, he
could like beat this guy up. Yeah. He could just look at me and I just like pass away.
when he gets in his dramatics.
My god. So I'll listen to the track. Is it the track list?
It's just one track. Oh, okay. So they're gonna release more probably this week.
Oh my gosh.
So this is
Any.
Yeah, it's called Any.
Okay, it's only a minute and 20 seconds. Let's listen to the beat. Cars. Oh my god, they such a good job on the music videos. It's really cool. Yes. Felix's low voice just like is so unique. Did they just open a casket? Is that where my body's gonna be?
It was a car.
Oh my god. I thought they're opening a casket for the stage. No. Like y'all dead after this. Oh, this is so cute. I know I'm gonna bop to this in the car.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drive to
this every day.
This is so good. Okay, they're opening a box. Oh my god. Smoke. Yes, their outfits and everything. Oh my god, oh my god. This is really cool. The music video editing. Where's my boy Sungmin?
There he is.
He's so cute. Even though he's trying to be like hard, he's like so cute. Like I see the baby in him.
I know. I wanted to talk to Sierra about this song. But yeah, I want to hear.
I've been screaming. I love this song so much.
I know, me too.
Oh my god.
I've been listening to it so much.
Yeah, me too. At least a million of those views are me. At least. I'm not joking. I listen to it over and over and over again. I don't know what it is about it. I think maybe it's just like the beat. The beat is different. I don't know what it is, but it's just so good.
It like when I first played it, I was like, oh, this is good.
And yeah, then
when
I
heard the auto tune,
oh
I was
god,
like, oh,
yeah.
I love this.
I love
this. No, I think it's because it reminds me of Sick K.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm like, oh my god, I love this.
I don't know. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. But okay, so before I heard it, I was just like taking a peek on Tumblr, mm-hmm. and people were saying, oh, it's like gonna have to grow on me type thing. So I was like,
really?
Oh, well, I don't have high expectations. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh my god, what are you talking about? This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I
don't know why I love it so much, but it makes me so excited.
I think it's because we like their whole discography.
Yeah, I know. And like people brought my expectations down, so then actually hearing it, I'm like, whoa. Also, people were saying that it's like a Ta 2.0, but I don't see it.
To me,
it has a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't think I can compare it to any of their songs, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds different to me. So I personally am very in love with this.
Me too, me too.
Very. Oh my god.
Oh my god. They always outdo themselves.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad about it. I'm like, can you please... calm down.
I know, it's crazy. Like I wasn't super hyped for this comeback just because I'm so busy with school right now, I can't really like be involved that much, but hearing this I'm like, oh my god. And, you know, like there's always that one point where you suddenly are like, wait, we're gonna get new music soon, you know, and then
I get super excited.
Stray Kids said drop out of school and listen to the whole album forever.
honestly Oh my god. And we're getting so many new songs. I mean,
I know. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Are they getting music videos for all of them?
Probably. JYP always gets
that. It just depends. Yeah. I don't know, because before COVID, they did a lot more, and now it's like they try really hard, but everyone's so limited in what you can do. Mm. So like last album, they like filmed a music video on VLive or like just did like little things where they're still showing themselves and still trying to give out content, but like whatever they can do, like it's not like fully produced videos like it was before. Like they were releasing dance practice videos and stuff like that, you know.
I really think like JYP had a plan for this year. It was like after the tour they were gonna do this big comeback.
Yeah, but I think they had to didn't stop work. A lot of things. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
I mean, they're still being amazing, and
yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
They can.
Oh my god. Touring with these albums though, with Go Live and then this one.
Oh my god. Iconic.
Hearing these live, I can't wait. I hope someday we get to. I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
So when is this gonna drop? Is it next week?
It's the 13th the 13th for us. Which I will be at a wedding and
I will be alone facing this comeback by myself.
Maybe we can react it live. I'm not sure though. Like whenever we can record.
Oh yeah, true.
We could react to it live, but or we can just react to it right after we listen to it.
Oh my gosh, should I wait for you, Sierra?
would you be able to? Like, no, you don't have to, Hannah. You don't have to.
No, if it's for this podcast, I will.
Yes.
We're gonna react live to it.
If you know, like right after you listen to it, then we on podcast.
This is actually possible because so Sunday night. We need to know what time it's released at.
Yeah.
Or actually, we don't, because Sunday night is the wedding. I'll be back Monday morning, and then Monday night, I don't have work that night, so we could actually do it Monday night.
Okay.
It wouldn't be that much longer, just a matter of hours.
I would literally have to turn off every social media.
Yeah, like no Tumblr, no Twitter.
Wait, can I react?
Oh my god, that would be torture.
That's like, I could be like, hee, like... They did this.
It's just gonna be, oh my god, I'm gonna scream so much.
Because I can't watch any like live performance if they do one. Like, if they're gonna do a showcase probably.
Like, an unveil or something,
Oh no. Okay.
Will you guys be able to? I mean, we could.
I mean, Sierra's.
I mean, I have to.
Anyway.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
It's just gonna be.
Let's do it. That's okay. Cool. All right. You heard it here.
Hannah, if you break and watch it, I forgive you already. I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
Interesting. Social experiment. Let's see if you're strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it. If it's for you, and listeners.
Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
And you,
Sierra. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so tune in on the next podcast. I guess it's the next
Is that next week? Oh my god.
I guess is it?
Wait.
Oh, no, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Today's only the first.
Okay. So maybe in two podcasts or something?
Yeah, probably next week we'll probably react to more teasers or talk about
more whatever's teasers. Been coming out.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys want to, like, hear from us.
Yeah.
We're very open to suggestions.
We can talk about our concert experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about... Honestly, we could talk about each member for an hour if you want us to.
Anything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anything.
Anything else.
Even now, I'm like, wait, this teaser, I still want to scream some more.
We can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also like the car concept. Why? I don't know why I like it.
I know.
I don't like cars.
It was a casket. It's like, are they opening a casket? I thought it's a trunk.
Yeah, actually, I've seen people questioning what the box is. I wonder if that's going to be something, or if it's just, you know, one of those details that never really becomes anything, you know?
I know. There's so many things where, like, and then it's nothing.
Is there a universe, like, BTS, or, like, you know?
Oh, yeah,
there is, but it's a metaphorical thing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's not like, oh, they're actually going through a story as, like, as character. I mean, there are parts of that have been mentioned, but it's not really clear yet, like... There might be something with time travel.
I know.
Interesting.
Then you know how, like, a compass is a big symbol for them, right? So there's something about a compass, and, like, I think one of the members is a compass. Something like that. I haven't looked too much into it, but...
into it in one of these
sessions. Yeah, we could do a episode on it.
A theory episode.
Yeah, maybe if like there's an expert Drake on that, we can invite them. Like, that'd be kind of cool. Oh. Like, I'd like to listen to it as like a non-stay. That'd be true. Like, I want to be educated.
Yeah.
I want to know.
So. Well, because I know like the general, like what the message is, but as for mm-hmm. all the connecting details and stuff, yeah, like that'd be fun to research and find out and like put that all together and have someone talk about it too. That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. So if you guys know anyone, hit us up.
Please.
Hit them up.
Message us at StrayCast on Twitter.
With a K.
Oh, yeah. StrayKast on Twitter, on Instagram, on anything. Yeah, you can come talk to us about anything.
Yes. We also have a Discord if you would like to join. It's on our Anchor website.
Yeah, I want to talk to some fellow stays. Like I want to make friends with people.
Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. You don't bite. Maybe I do. No,
Carmen does.
I bite a little bit.
She's okay. A non-stay. She might
She's
bite.
The non-stay, though.
I'm like, hang, hang, hang. But yeah, so it was a fun episode. I enjoyed myself. Yeah, I enjoyed learning a little bit about the new comeback.
This was a good intro episode.
Yeah,
so Carmen, we need to have like a school session where you learn their names.
I know.
For real.
Oh my god.
I tried that once with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I put up this like big picture. I'm like, all right, who's who?
Okay, real quick, Carmen, who are the members you have the most problems with? Like, with their faces and remember their names.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, my problem, like, my no. beef. Like, I was like, okay, let me talk first. Okay, we're number one.
Like, hey, no, like, who can you never remember? Who's the last one you always, like, pick?
Probably Minho.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, him and some, there's these two that I'm like.
I think it's Jongin?
Maybe.
There's probably, because like they can look similar to people who don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I mix them up.
For Benji, it's always Hyunjin and Jisung. Always, always. He'll always pick Felix first because, like, you know, Felix is distinctive.
Benji's
and he always
a little
knows.
Baby stay, aww. Isn't he?
Yeah, Benji is a stay. Yeah. So he knows Felix, and then he'll pick all of them, and then the two that are always left are Hyunjin and Jisung. Usually Jisung's the very last because he'll remember Hyunjin, but he doesn't like his hair right now. He ever since he got longer hair, he hasn't liked it. So he's like, oh, it's that guy. I don't like the hair.
That guy. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was like if it would be similar for you, but I guess
different.
It's not.
I don't know. We'll have like a quiz or something.
I know.
We'll have like a name off. Who can name more?
You mean like us against you? Because
oh yeah, no, you win. No, me against Benji.
You against Benji.
Hannah, do you remember in the Olympics when we did that one quiz where you had to name and we found a Stray Kids quiz and we were done in like 3 seconds?
We literally beat everyone so fast.
How would non-K-pop fans like be able to even do it at all?
I don't know.
We have to be a guess. We have to guess it.
Yeah.
I know.
And it totally depends on what picture you're looking at as well. Like, if it's an official picture that's been edited, they can look whack. They can look so weird. But if you're looking at, like, a picture they took themselves or on Instagram or something, then you get a much better feel for what they actually look like.
Yeah. They all have pretty unique
faces. I think
the
hardest is when EXO was in wigs.
No,
oh,
the Christmas album.
The worst.
I mastered it, though, so I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, they can do Stray Kids.
If I can do EXO and wigs, like, one Christmas album, I can do anything. I can do anything. That was literally insane.
That was hard.
Oh, my God. So...
is this the end of the episode? Should
we
wrap it up?
We hit the 30-minute mark.
Oh, we did? Yeah, I can't see what the time is. What is the time?
It's 34 minutes.
Yep.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode. Again, this was Stray Cast. You can find us on Twitter, on Instagram, at StrayKast. You can come talk to us about this podcast, about Stray Kids, about anything. We're very friendly. We're always open to making new friends. And we just want to say thank you to anyone
who
listened to this. And we will be back next week and the week after that. And even after the comeback, we'll still be here talking about Stray Kids every week. So,
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.